Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters absolutely free on my website, karencan.com. Just put your name and email address in and I'll send you the link, as well as free access to five of my Fast Track Your Healing programs absolutely free. And these are online classes that you can access at any time, the most popular of which is probably the self-muscle testing class. So it's very, very powerful to be able to test yourself. And my guest today, Jenny Ngo of Global Quantum Healing, is a wonderful energy healer. And this has been very popular when Jenny's come on the show, because we're going to be doing live healings and activations on the show today. So I'm so excited. So excited about the show. So not that long ago, I had polled some folks that were very into energy healing, what we call our tribe, and we asked them, what is your number one issue or wish list, you know, as far as healing goes? Is it, you know, is it pain? Is it money? Is it abundance? Like relationships, entities? Like what is it that you want help and support with? And the overwhelming response was opening to spiritual gifts. So that's what today's show is going to be about. And we're going to be doing some activations and some downloads to everyone today. But first, before we do that and take callers later in the show, I want to welcome Jenny to the show. We're going to actually talk a little bit about, you know, what are spiritual gifts and, you know, what to look for and how this all works. So, Jenny, welcome to the show again. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Karen, for having me back on the show. And hi, everyone. Great to have you join here on replay.
Yeah, so even the cool thing, thank you for saying that too, Jenny, because some folks that are listening to the replay, you don't have to worry. You will still actually also get these activations and downloads even if you're not live on the call. And, of course, if you are live on the call and later on when we open up the phone lines, you can actually put your hand up. So if you want to do a mini healing with one of us, then you can call in. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 on your dial pad so we know that your hand is up. Well, I see we already have some people with their hand up. They're prepared. I'm also going to be opening up the chat a little later as well, and you can actually put your question for Jenny in the chat as well. So when we do the live healings later, you know, we'll call them kind of mini healings, because we're not going to be able to, you know, heal everything in your life. But if you have a particular issue that is of concern or urgent for you right now, where your discomfort level is, you know, at a 7 out of 10 or higher, then we definitely want to hear from you and see what we can do to help out. Okay, so Jenny, can you explain to us, you know, when people talk about spiritual gifts, what do they really mean by opening up their spiritual gifts? What do you think in your experience?
That's a big question too, and I feel like everyone have different experiences in that. But the spiritual gifts, it talks about, you know, clear hearing, clear seeing, clear knowing, clear feeling, and clear sensing. And the clairs, she talked about that, and open up your intuition and trusting your guidance and intuition. All of us have that in some level, and not all of it, but in, you know, some of us more commonly it's like clear knowing and sensing. It's almost like your gut feeling and your gut knowing. But many of us don't trust what we have, and we're looking for something more. And I feel like eventually those gifts may come to each and every one of us if we open to it and if that's for us, you see. But a lot of times we don't even utilize what we have. and appreciate what we have and use it to the fullest. And then we're wishing for something more, like we want to see more, we want to hear more. But what if knowing and feeling is perfect, it's good enough, okay? And a lot of times we want to see, we want to hear, but, you know, many times we have to interpret what we see and we'll interpret what we hear. But what if I just know? You don't know why you know, but you just know it's right. Just like how you know to be on this call today, and as one example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good example. I think that on one hand, very spiritually based people are like, oh, I want to open to my spiritual gifts. I want to accept them. I want to be, you know, clairvoyant, clairsentient, claircognizant, you know, just knowing like you were talking about. And they don't realize that it's already happening. You know, they are becoming more and more open to these things, but they may not have connected their everyday experience with those spiritual gifts expanding. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, that's huge. And thank you for saying that. And that's huge. And just like you said, we are in that. We just have to come into trusting and knowing that we are doing that already, but we may not trust it and recognize it, and just like I said, connect experiences with what we know and what we have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And sometimes it comes so subtly for some of us, and sometimes not so subtly. I'll tell you a couple stories, but like for example, we call it you can call it telepathy. My husband and I will sometimes, you know, he was just yesterday, he was just saying, and it's synchronicities. And if you, listener, have noticed increased synchronicities this week in particular, that is really cool because this is what people have been saying and noticing. And so just even noticing that, sometimes the universe is like, okay, are they aware yet? You know, can they use their spiritual gifts? So James was saying something about, you know, some silly story about a unicorn, and we were both on our phones at the time, and it was so funny because I just was on Instagram, and the minute he talked about a unicorn, I just saw Doreen Virtue's unicorn card right come up on my screen. And so he's talking about this unicorn, and I flip my phone, and I show him the picture of the unicorn. He goes, oh, whoa, that's so cool, instances like that happening more and more. And I'll tell you the other part, Jenny, and I know you know my story already, but that sometimes when our spiritual gifts open up and we're not realizing that that's what's happening, we can have some stress because we think there's a problem. The best example is with each ascension upgrades. These are upgrades in spiritual energies that Mother Earth and everyone on Earth is going through. Everyone may feel it differently in their bodies, but for many of my patients and myself, we have an increase in one of the easiest spiritual gifts to sense is clairsentient. So that's the body feeling, as opposed to, say, clairvoyance, where you might see spirits or ghosts or angels, things like that, or clairaudience, where you might hear your guides or hear angels, hear demons, whatever. So the clairsentience is one of the easiest clairs to develop, and for whatever reason, for us to develop. So when we have these ascensions, we automatically increase our abilities to sense. And we had 3 ascensions this past week, and what people have noticed is that suddenly they'll become angry, and they'll be like, you know, like trying to rip somebody's head off, and they're like, oh my gosh, that wasn't me, what happened? You know, I was really, you know, really nasty, that guy, or I didn't mean it, and, you know, and they get all upset at themselves, and understandably, we don't want to be like that to other people, but at the same time, what they don't realize is they're not sensing, this is not their stuff. They're sensing other people's stuff. They're sensing entities. They're sensing other things in the environment that is lower vibration, and they're just reacting to it. And we wonder why our young children, our indigo children, have ADD and can be really kind of oppositional and sometimes violent. It's because the energy has to go somewhere, and they don't have the wherewithal to understand it's not their stuff. So they don't know how to ground. They don't know how to clear this energy. So with increasing your clairs, also requires increasing your awareness and your willingness and your spiritual responsibility to ground all the time as you're increasing those energies. Otherwise, you will have some experiences that are probably not as pleasant as you would like. So some people think it's all woo-woo and wonderful, like, oh, I'm going to see angels, and it's going to be, oh, so great to, you know, tap into my spiritual gifts. But they don't realize there is some work involved, you know, to ground these things and to be aware of, is this mine, is this not mine? That is one of the biggest things that I have found, is that lack of discernment with, you know, teaching my patients this discernment, and they don't realize it's not their stuff. You know, they're more clairsentient, their boundaries are a little looser right now, so they have to know that their boundaries are looser, and they go, oh, wow, I need to shore up my boundaries now. I'm feeling someone else's stuff. So comments on that, Jenny, before we move to the healing work.
Yes, I totally agree, and I want to emphasize a little bit more of the grounding and being clear of entities. And, you know, those people who know my work and your work, we really big on entities because it's such so important. I mean, I don't dwell on it, but it's so important that you have the foundations and the basic of this. And many people have used my work, and, you know, those have been using your work too. You know, really get the importance of being able to keep the energy fields clear of outside interferences like entities and cords and that kind of thing. Because you know that they do interfere with our ability to connect and our ability to receive and discern information. So it's you know, it's so important to have that grounding and just like you said, the responsibility to get information. Otherwise, you can literally go cuckoo or crazy. Just as interesting how it is. Just a few minutes ago, before I got on the call, I got an email from one of the person that purchased one of my packages she wanted to use for her friend, and her friend happened to hear voices. And he's on medication, psychiatric medication, to help, you know, with the fear and voices. And she wants to use my ambulance to help him. And she was wondering, you know, how she can do that kind of thing. And so it's important that, you know, many people sometimes, especially the psychiatric clients and patients in the psychiatric ward, they see many things, they hear many things, but they're not grounded, and they're not taking the empowered back, they're lying to God's source, and the empowerment of who they really are. So basically, the other negative energies will, like entities, that will interfere. And then they are seeing all this crazy stuff. You know what I mean? So it's very important to have a basis of that and really keep that and the responsibility to keep it clean on a regular basis. And some of us are more vulnerable than others. Okay? So I just want to add that.
That's so great that you mentioned that too, because it reminds me of a story of a young woman who came to me many years ago that she's very much into yoga, and so she went to this yoga workshop where the focus was to bring the energy up into the upper chakras and to open up the kundalini or whatever she told me, something like that. Okay, I like yoga, but I'm not a yogi, so sometimes my terminology is a little off. But you know what I mean? It's like something about, you know, raising the kundalini energy. And after that, yeah, it got open all right. She started seeing ghosts. She started hearing them. She started hearing and seeing, like, the demons, and it scared the bejeebies out of her. She ended up on psychiatric medication. Her mom didn't know what to do with her, you know, brought her to me, and I said, it's all real. And that was, I think, somewhat of a relief for her. But what happened was, it was irresponsible of the people that held this workshop, because they didn't know what to do with her, because no one else had done that before. But here's one of these indigos, you know, that just opened up the floodgates, and she had no experience and no one there to help her ground this energy. And I have to say, she's doing very well now. You know, she did not continue following to see me. She only saw me, maybe 3 or 4 times. But she's so much more functional now than she was, because it was really an emergency. So these are kinds of things that, you know, with the activations that you're going to get today, everyone, this is going to be safe. Okay, this is not going to be one of those where, you know, we're just going to, like, oh, let's just open you up and then just kind of let everything, you know, force things to be open. No, no, no. We have the creator. We have, you know, a safety net here. So if you do listen to activation, you go, gee, I don't think anything happened. You know, I'm not noticing anything. Well, something did happen. But in your case, maybe it's not what you think it is or should be, but maybe it is what it needs to be for you. So, Jenny, I think that your Dimensional Healing MP3 would be really great. We're just going to play a snippet of that today to do some clearing and activations on people. So maybe you can just briefly give us a rundown. I know this is only a brief, and this is a product that you sell on your website, but we're going to give everybody a brief healing with this one and setting the intention to remove any blocks, any negative energies, you know, preventing them from being able to be aware and utilize their spiritual gifts in a grounded way. So maybe you can tell us what kinds of things Dimensional Healing helps with.
Yes, one of the Dimensional Healing MP3 is one of my Chuko MP3, and basically it helps most people 80% of the issues and clearing entities, negative entities, hot water, first emotion. That's my signature, in a sense, energies when I come on doing calls like this or doing healing 101 or remote healing. Those energies will be clear. Basically, everything's vibration. When your vibration is high, you know, these negative energies, that kind of thing, is not going to be in the same vibrations you are, so it's going to fall away and have to transmute it back to love and light. And it clears, you know, entities, cords, traumas, ancestral healing, karmic entanglements, and aspects of this, and the gunk stuff, the limiting beliefs, the abandonment, not deserving self, or helping increase your self worth, self love, and also raise your energy and immune system so that you're not as susceptible to this kind of energy. So a lot of this, again, healing comes in layers, just like Dr. Karen mentioned, and if you guys have been doing this for a while, it's in layers. So sometimes we don't know, the exact one needs to be clear, but the timing has to be perfect, and people need to come to alignment, and for people who come to your way, like we are today doing the call on prayers. I also want to quickly talk about, Dr. Karen, you don't mind, it's the trust. Trust, let go in expectation. I know a lot of people are really excited by this call, but trust and know that whatever you need will be for your highest good, okay? And all you can do is heal for your highest good as much as you want to let go of the junk stuff you're holding on to, and trust and know that the gifts that you have will come at the right perfect time. You see, we have to let go of the expectations when it will be here, but let go and trust and know that when it will come, you'll be ready, and that it'll be perfect for you. Otherwise, if it comes too soon, we don't embrace it, we don't appreciate it, and we don't, honestly, don't use it. Okay, even if you have the greatest GPS system, the state of art, but if you don't listen to it or don't use it, then it doesn't do you any good, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell you how many times that my patients, you know, they have access to these tools, and I can tell totally if they're using them or not, and they kind of look sheepish sometimes. And it's almost because they take it for granted. Oh, well, you know, this is too easy. You know, I don't want to do this exercise, or, oh, I forgot, or, you know, oh, yeah, right, I'm supposed to use your ascension, you know, music to help with this issue. I forgot to put the intention in, you know. But then when they do, it's like magical. It's amazing. So that saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, this goes here too. So those are really great points, Jenny. Thank you. And so we're going to play Jenny's healing, Dimensional Healing MP3. I'm going to actually be, last time when I did this, I was trying to talk on top of it, which didn't work out well. So we're going to do two separate activations. So we're going to go ahead and do this clearing first and for about a minute. So everyone, if you are, obviously if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're not driving and you're able to, you can put your feet on the floor, or if you're lying down, that's great, so we can ground some of this energy. And I'm going to go ahead and play this, and so I'm going to be silent for the next minute. All right, here we go. So just see if you can feel this energy in your body. And by the way, this might be the one without music, so if you're not healing music, then it's the silent one. Just breathe it in. Go everywhere it wants to go in the body. Awesome. Excellent. Okay, I'm going to pause that now. So for those that are on the chat, the chat is now open now, so I'd love to hear some comments on how you felt during that. I know for me, I always feel these really lovely waves of energy going through my body when I'm listening to or being attentive to Jenny's MP3s. So Jenny, do you have any comments before we move on to the next activation?
Yes, I just want to mention something. And if sometimes when we do healing work, there could be a temporary flare-up and symptoms of discomfort or emotions stirring up. And just know that for your highest good, these emotions and this discomfort in the body, even pain, is actually where we need to release and let go so that we can embody the healing energies that come through. Okay, this is the gunk where we hold the gunk. So the gunk is coming up, and there could be temporary discomfort. But as you stick with the process and stay on this call, the energy will dissipate, and you feel a lot better, even better than before.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes people go through, a healing reaction or a detox, and that's normal and it's okay, and you can feel safe in doing that. It's not a big deal. Just know it'll pass. You do want to stay hydrated, though, so you definitely want to drink, water today and be nice to yourself. Okay. All right. So Louis says he felt waves at the bottom of his feet. Thanks, Jenny. And Dr. Gan, awesome. Thank you for that feedback. All right. So now what we're going to do is, since we did do some clearing and that will continue to work even past this after this is over, I'm going to do some downloads for you right now. So normally when I do the downloads, I say it out loud, so some of it may or may not make a lot of sense to you that are not used to me doing these. If you've been watching my weekly Spiritual Medicine Digest, the videos that I produce every week, and they're on my blog, by the way, in case you're looking for the old ones that I've done, I'll often do these, these commands, so that's how it kind of works. So let me just connect up and see how this wants to go here. Okay, there we go. So everyone just, be open. You'll receive whatever is for your highest and greatest good to receive. And see how that feels in your body. Okay, it's now commanded, power and love and light, that the Ascension 1 and 2 energy is required to download to everyone on the call, live and on the replay, that helps them access, receive, and manage their spiritual gifts in all ways. Be downloaded now into their energy matrix with speed, ease, and grace in the highest and best way. Thank you. Okay, I know that was super simple, but as this is downloading to you, let me just describe what this means. One is that we're opening your receiving channels so you can receive, and this should help other areas of reception as well. The second thing we are doing is we're downloading a control button or a dial. So if you take a look at all the different clairs that are there, so clairsentience, which is your body feeling, clairvoyance, your seeing, clairaudience, your hearing, clairgustience, your tasting, clairessence, your smelling, and claircognizance, your knowing, now you each have a dial for each of these. And you can have a separate dial as well for each person. For example, if you are very, very close to your mother and you sense all of her stuff and you wish you didn't, but you're not as sensitive to other people's stuff, then you can create your own dial to dial down your clairsentience with your mother. So I usually like to do a dial of, say, from, 1 to 5, 5 being the highest and most sensitive level of clairs. So my suggestion to you now, the universe will let you play around with this as is safe for you, but if you're going to dial up your clair gifts, what you want to do is you want to assess ahead of time. I usually do this with muscle testing, connect to source, and then I muscle test, how to the max, 5 meaning max, is my clair, whatever it is, clairsentience, in general. And then I'll get a number, and I say, well, how high is my clairsentience with regards to, say, Mother Earth? And I might get a slightly different number. And you can do that for each of these and see where you are. So if you're if your clairvoyance is at a 2 and your clairsentience is at a 5, that's okay. That's where you are right now. So if you want to dial up your clairvoyance, you can. But here's the thing, that comes with more responsibility. So you just have to be open to what happens in your experience to know, you know, whether this is appropriate for you. And sometimes it's not. Like one of the stories I had was I dialed up by 1 point only. I dialed up. I thought, well, gee, I'd like to dial up clairaudience, clairessence, and claircognizance. Yes. So I dialed up by 1 point, all three at the same time. And I thought, oh, yeah, I don't feel anything major. That's all right. But that was, I was in my home, the safety of my own home, by myself, you know, very clean energies here. So I went out into public, and it was like the minute I got into my husband's car, I started tearing up. Like, just, I just couldn't see. I mean, I just was like, oh my gosh. And he goes, what's wrong with you? And I said, I don't know. I'm kind of queasy and you know, tearing up, and we're driving to the rink. We had a lesson, and I was walking funny even, like I was kind of out of it. And I was there trying to muscle test what the heck's going on. And what I got was that, you know, I had dialed up my clairs 1 point, but I dialed up several at the same time. And it was when I went out into the open in the public, that's when it was a problem. So I had to dial it all back down. And I was able to, within about, you know, 30 or 40 seconds, was able to see again, stopped crying, you know, tearing, and it was able to more or less function, you know, in skating. But from that night, though, my knee got swollen, and I've had some swelling issues since. I'm not sure if that's completely related or the synchronicity. But so you do want to be, you know, you want to be conservative if you're going to use these dials to dial up or down your clairs. So that is what you've been downloaded with, this ability, and also opening those receiving channels. And also what I'm downloading to you is the ability to shore up your boundaries. Now, of course, this is just one call. This is maybe something you need to do over and over again because we are getting more and more empathic with each ascension level. So that's something that you can actually you just work on yourself. You know, if you've done my energy, you know, clearing and detoxification class, you know how to do that, you know, to shore up your boundaries by cleaning your aura, putting up your shield, you know, and like I said, you can turn down your clairs if it's not appropriate. And for those who have taken that class, you know, you can, you know, close your astral connection off temporarily, pull your aura in, those kind of things. If you're in public and you're feeling it, it's too sensitive. All right, so we've got some more folks on the line here, and so would love to know for those of you on the chat and see how that felt for you to get that download. Remember, drink lots of water today. And Jenny, I think it's just about time for us to take some calls. Are you? Is that good for you?
Yes, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. So let's see. So this first caller, I'm going to unmute you. So what we want you to do, if you are calling, you definitely need to call with a phone number because it's hard to unmute a Skype line. We don't know what the number is. Then what you also want to do is just, we don't need your full name, just your first name. That would be great. And what issue that you have that you would like either Jen or I to heal today. And we want to make it real quick so we have time for as many people as possible, so we don't need a story that's 3 minutes long. Just really quick, a very quick summary, because Jenny and I will be able to sense the other issues going on, and we'll give you the pearls of the main thing that you need to work on, or the main healing for today. So we'll heal that most important, or help you heal that most important layer. Okay, so the first person is, who's been waiting very patiently, is phone number ending in 0950. So again,
hi.
Phone number, hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's this? First name.
It's Roseanne.
Hi, Roseanne.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
What can we do for you?
So, whatever comes up that needs the most clearing, because I trust you.
Do you have okay, so your intention is to clear whatever needs the most clearing. Is that true?
Exactly, yes, for my intuition, my psychic ability, yes, please.
Okay. Jenny, so do you want to, any comments before you start working on Roseanne?
Yes, I would like to say a few things. How I do healing, if you get chosen to work with me or selected to work with me, I sometimes go into silence, and as I tune in, and at, how I do healing is quite simple but very profound too, is I call them the God team, your God-like team and my God-like team, doing the clearing, the healing work, and your higher self, it knows exactly what's going on with you, what needs to be healing. So many times they're clearing a lot of gunk, a lot of gunk that we don't even have time to talk about, countless and countless of negative energy that's in the way. So just be open to what that is for you, and if it, you know, usually if you have pain, the discomfort will go down quite a bit. I'm really pretty awesome at reducing pain, even past that and IV pain medication, but sometimes it could be, like I said, temporary flare-ups and symptoms, emotions. Again, those are the gunk stuff that's clearing out, to just be open and to receive, and also let go of any expectations what you receive, and then that flow will come even better, okay? So.
Okay.
I'm going to silence as I tune in to you and see what God can do for you. Okay.
Okay. So thank you. So Roseanne, so Jenny's going to go into silence, and I'm gonna mute you for a little bit, and then I'm gonna unmute the next person because we kind of do this in tandem. She does her thing, then I do my thing. I do it very differently, but and so have you go ahead and feel how you feel in your body while Jenny's doing the healing on you, and then we'll call back on you, and you can give us some feedback. Sound good?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so our next caller with the last four digits, 6981. Hello. Last four digits. Oh, we can't hear you. Okay. Either that or you put your hand up by accident and you didn't want to speak. All right, well, we can check back with you a little later. Let's check our next person. Okay, phone number ending in 3348.
Shoot. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Did you have a question or something that you want us to work on you healing-wise?
Yeah, because I kind of feel like I'm... don't know how to ground myself. I'm just very afraid a lot. Yeah. Thinking I might be pregnant. I don't know.
I know who
I'm
you
sorry.
Are.
Yes.
That's okay. I'm glad you're on the show, though. Let's take a look at your grounding. All right. So I'm going to tap into source and give some, get some connection here. Okay. Good. Excellent. All right, so let's check how grounded you are. So let's go ahead and we're going to check what's called your spiritual immune system, of which grounding is part of it. How happy is your spiritual immune system? 50, 60, 70, 80, 75, 67, 77% happy. So not bad, but could be probably better. Let's check your shield. So this is your auric shield, the shield around your aura. How intact is that shield? It should be 100%. 50, 40, 1, 2, okay, 41% intact. Okay, so that would definitely cause some fear energies because you could actually feel some negative energy in your field, and that's not going to feel good. Okay, what about how grounded you are? Say right now, 50, 40, 30, 1, 2, yeah, about 30% grounded. And how clean is your aura? 50, 60, 70, nope, 65, 67 is about 67% clean. Again, we want it in the high 90s. We want the grounding in the high 90s and the shield to be completely intact. Okay, let's ask, do we need to measure anything else? I'm getting a yes. Do we need to measure your astral connection? No. Your oversoul shield? No. Your astral shield? Yes. Okay, so God wants us to measure your astral shield. So that is for your astral body, not your physical body. Your astral body also has some sort of shielding. How intact is that one? 50, 40, 30, 1, 2, 3, 32% intact. Okay, is there anything else that's for your highest and greatest good to measure right now? No. Do you need to know why this is unhappy? Oh, any of it? I'm getting a no. You don't need to know. Do you need to know... what it is we need to download to you. I'm getting a yes. So you're going to need to be downloaded with something. Is that true? I'm getting a yes. Are these energies already in the Ascension 1 or Ascension 2 product that I have? Ascension 2. Okay, so let's go ahead. Ascension 2. Do we need to know which specific energies in Ascension 2 that you need? Yes. Okay. The ones to increase your boundaries? Yes. Okay. The one to repair all the shields? Yes. And the ones to help you with grounding? Yes. Anything else? Yes. Okay. Is it an emotion? Yes. So it's a positive emotion that you need? Yes. Is it it's a morphic field? Yes. Is it already in Ascension 2? Yes. Okay. So is it joy, peace? Okay. So it's a morphic field of peace that we're going to download to you as well as the others. Anything else? Okay, I'm getting a no. So we're going to go ahead now. And everybody else on the call, you can go ahead and accept this as well into yourself. And your body and mind, soul will use whatever is useful. And if not, it'll ignore it. So if you want to open up to that, this is fine. So it's now commanded that these energies from Ascension 2 be downloaded to you in the highest and best way to help fortify all your boundaries and shields and the astral oversoul and auric shields and to assist you in grounding fully all energies now and in the future in the highest and best way, and the morphic field of peace be downloaded to you in the highest and best way. Thank you. Okay, so let's recheck. So do you have this morphic field of peace now in your field? Yes. Okay, how intact is your auric shield now? 50, 60, 70, 80, 95, 6, 7, 97% intact. Better. There's a little holes there, but better. How much more grounded are you? 80, yes, 95, 6, 7, 8, 9, 98. That's pretty good. How clean is your aura? 90, yes, 5, 6, 7, 97. And how intact is your astral shield? 80, 95, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, pretty good. 99% intact. Okay. All right. Is there anything else that would be for your high strength grace good for us to work on today? I'm getting a no. Okay, so that is great. So did you want to give us some feedback on anything that you felt in your body at all?
Yeah, I feel like right in my solar plexus there's a lot more peace. That's funny. Yeah.
And you're yeah. Giggling a little bit. That's a good sign.
Yeah, I so know. This energy it's like will I'm continue. Not
afraid. Okay, go ahead, it's going to continue to integrate. So again, drink lots of water today. Just let that settle in. That'll continue. I think in your case, it's going to continue to work for days, not just today. So awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to get back to Roseanne and Jenny. All right. So.
Hello.
Hello. So, Roseanne, did you want to see how you feel right now and give us some feedback?
Yeah, I did feel a release and I did feel a little teary, which was good.
Mm.
I like that. I was really liking your story. You were talking about the lady that had the Kundalini awakening. And I've been wanting that. I've been wanting that big clearing and huge psychic awareness. So I think it's good for some people that want it, right?
Yes, and you can want it, and when it's time and when it's appropriate, that'll happen. Maybe
mm-hmm.
not in the way you think it should be, but
right.
Yeah, great. So we'll turn to Jenny now.
Yeah, so Roxanne, that's great. And Jen said you've been doing a lot of spiritual work on yourself, so you're doing great. And
yeah.
As I was tuning to the energies, I can tell. I think you've been pretty good with the grounding and keeping the energy clear. You don't have any entities before you got in the car, so that's pretty awesome. Yay.
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 And you only had a few heart walls. I mean, a lot of people have megazillions. You only had 100,000 heart walls. That's been cleared. And some frozen moses, 100. That's pretty awesome. And that's been cleared too. What I've been guided recently, again, the God team is doing a lot of clearing. You know, they know exactly what needs to go on. That teary feeling is a lot, again, that could be a sense of releasing, gunk releasing, also resonating, okay? Tears are releasing and resonating.
Mm-hmm.
But the guidance recently is to really go back to the basics of self-worth and self-love and responsibility and forgiveness of yourself, and forgiveness of others and trust, okay? Because this this increasing of Claire's intuition, it goes in all aspects of our life, our health challenges, our financial situation, and all that. So, you know, there was some, I'm going to give the percentage if you don't mind, and then this is something we could work towards. And, you know, if we have 100%, it's like creative perspective or divine higher power perspective, and that's usually if you have 100% all the time, that's like you are saying, okay? But many of us, you know, if we can stay in this higher vibration, 51% or more, then we're doing a wonderful job. And this is like a thermostat, that in your inner thermostat, your inner temperature, what is the gauge? And then right now we are affected by many things that goes around us, okay? Our temperature, you know, the wind, what's going on in our life, the weather outside, and the challenges that comes up in us. And but eventually you can actually maintain this inner thermostat to the point where it's not going to be affected by anything that goes around you, you see, and you can able to keep this vibration high. And by the way, as you guys are listening to this and you not get chosen because we limit time, just know that whatever you need to do for your highest good, all you do is just have intention that will allow to receive all the healing that comes from this, today's call that's for my highest good, okay? And you will also get the healing. Again, usually the people that get chosen are the ones that need to help the whole collective, so it's all as well, okay? So your self-love was about 40% before got on the call today. It was 80% after I worked on you. Again, self-worth is 40% and 80% after. And again, self-worth equal net worth, okay? Responsibility was not too bad, 6%, but went to 70%. Again, that's something we need to work on. We're taking responsibility for everything that happened in our life, okay? And it's not just the good stuff, but all the bad stuff, too. So-called bad, okay? Everything's perfect. Creative perspective, everything is perfect, okay? That's the only way we can heal and forgive. And again, forgiveness of self was like 6%, and then forgiveness afterward was 9%, and forgiveness others was 60%, and it went to 90%. And trust was pretty good. You're doing pretty good with trusting, and it went to 100% afterward. Now, it can go down, okay, up and down again. We're just going to work on this vibration, clear the gunk, whatever you're holding on to, so that the vibration can keep at a higher level. Again, trusting is so important. I cannot stress this. It doesn't matter what it is in your life, especially when it comes to intuition. Many times I've been there myself. It's like I don't even know I have intuition, to be honest with you. I don't even feel energy. But then I have to work really hard at trusting what I get. See, whether it comes very sudden beginning, but if we trust what we get, the more we trust, then the more we have of that. Okay?
Yeah.
So anytime that you get something inside, say thank you God source, or thank you angel, thank you. And then be grateful what you have right now, okay, instead of wanting whatever. It's great to have one in too many, but the very thing that we want is actually the opportunity to clear whatever that we don't, is on the way to what we want, so that we can heal the aspects of us that need to heal, okay? So you're doing wonderful. Just keep up the good work, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you both.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to mute you now, Roseanne.
Thank you.
So you can go to someone else. Yes, you're welcome. And that was a really good point, Jenny. Thank you for saying that about the trust, too, because what I've noticed is that if people want to dial up their spiritual guests and then they get some sort of hit and then they don't follow through on it, you're literally saying to the universe, I'm not ready for this now. I don't want it. So if you know, for example, you're in a very bad relationship with someone and say you're being abused or, you know, verbally abused or whatever it is, and you know that this is not a good place for you and this isn't for your highest and greatest good, but if you do not get help, make some sort of action towards a self-loving gesture, then it's sort of like you saying, no, I don't want my spiritual gifts because I'm not going to listen to them anyway. So why bother? I tell that to my patients when they have, for example, they're addicted to caffeine and they need their caffeine every morning. And then they say, well, I don't think it affects me because I can sleep at night. And I said, okay, well, that's because your stress handling system is completely pooped and you're not feeling the jitters. So then I have them go off caffeine. And if they do have caffeine, you know, say they're off for a month and they do have caffeine again, all my goodness, they're like start to jittery, they get anxious, and they're like, what did you do to me? I said, I didn't do anything. All you did was clear the junk out of your system, so now your system can respond and give you the right messages. So it's kind of a similar, you know, similar example. Okay, Margaret has, she can't be on the call live, but she definitely has some entity issues of a friend and would like some clearing, Jenny. And she asked if, Jenny, you could speak a little slower. So I know when you come back on, let me give you some details. And then when you come back on, Margaret would like to speak a little slower for her. So she says, I can't call in. I'm with a friend in her home that feels like it needs clearing of entities. There is much anger here as well as substance abuse. Can you please help us out? So have you worked on that, Jenny? Does that sound good?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. All right. So while Jenny's working on that and doing her evaluation and clearing, I'm just going to try one more time this 16981, and if we don't get anybody, then I'm going to move on. So 6981, did you have a question or did you want any clearing done? Because your hand is up. Okay, I'm getting a no. Okay, so we'll just mute you back up here. Okay, so the next person here, we have phone number ending in 8168. So 8168. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Karen? It's Scott.
Hey, I know you too. Hey, Scott. Okay, now, did you want to... Now, since you already work with me and you know me, did you want to, because normally we kind of tag team, so did you want to have Jenny work on you and then I could meet you and then go to the next person and have her come back to you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so let me just write down that's your number here. Okay, I'm going to mute you and unmute the next person, then Jenny will get back to you next after we're done. Okay, awesome. So the next person is phone number 7877. Hello.
Namaste. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi, Karen. God bless you. Namaste.
Hi. What do you want to work on?
Okay, I know that I have spiritual gifts, God says we all have it, but for the last year, I can say there's no connection. I don't even hear my mom anymore. I have been in a turmoil for a year as far as employment, my occupation, and I'm not getting any connection, none. I'm walking around literally dropping things, stubbing my toe, bumping into walls. And it's a very, my dreams are even gone, and I have a journal of dreams for the last 8 years. Not a dream, nothing.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And I dream in
all
color.
Right. Yeah, and even those are gone. Yeah, there's something going on here. Okay, well, let's work on it. So just so everyone knows, Jenny's working in the background here in silence, and I like to talk through mine. That's why we're different, but we're doing both doing energy work. So let me connect up to Source on your behalf.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, here we go. All right. What's the most important thing is it for you to know? Is it about interference? Yes. Okay. Thought so. All right. So do we need to know what kind of interference? I'm getting a yes. All right. Is it malevolent at all? I'm getting a yes. Is it entity or hidden entity interference? Yes. Extraterrestrial, hidden extraterrestrial? No. Okay, so we have some hidden entity interference. Okay, when did this start? Was it in this lifetime? Yes. Was it in other lifetimes? No. How long ago in this lifetime? More than a year ago? No. Less than a year ago? Yes. More than 6 months? Yes. 7, 8, 9, about 8 months ago, 8 to 9 months ago. Okay. Do we need to know the form of this interference? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so is there a singular form or multiple different things? Okay, one singular thing. Does it have to do with your hairline? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so sometimes I just get pictures in my mind and then I just check it to see if that's true. Most of the time it is, but not always. So the hairline is this kind of energy conduit for everyone that is on the call. It's like, what the heck is a hairline? It's sort of like your power cord from up above Source and connecting you to Mother Earth down below. And from this power cord, you know, it communicates to all your chakras, all these energy centers within and outside your body. So the hairline is basically your power conduit and your part of your communication to Source and Earth So let's just check how happy or intact is your Hara line. 50, 40, yes, 1, 2, 42% intact. Yeah, that's not good. How about, what else do we have to measure? The power level? No. Okay, the energy flow? No. Communication? Yes. Okay, so what is your Hara communication with source above? 50, 40, 30, 20, yes, 1, 2, 21%. And what about with Earth below? 50, 60, 70, 65, 6, 65%. That's a little better, but we want these over 95%, of course. Do we need to check the connection with the chakras? I'm getting a no. All right, so let's check. Now, I'm going to check for some simple things that are common with entities. Do the entities place a filter in your Hara line? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so do you have more than one filter? Yes. Okay, so do you have a more than two filters? No. Okay, so you have one filter, one on each side. I'm getting a yes. So you got one on the top of your Hara line and one on the bottom. I'm getting a yes. So this is what we call a negative filter. So this prevents you from communicating with Source and getting connected to Mother Earth as well, although it's a little stronger, the one up top. Is there any other entity interference that's causing, contributing to the issues that you talk about today? I'm getting a no. Okay, so let's go ahead and remove these. Is it safe to remove these filters now? I'm getting a yes. Okay, so it's now command, power, love, and light, that these filters be dissolved and uncreated in the whole soul, the highest vibrations of love and light. And we now place positive filters in and clean the entire Hara line, put positive filters in both ends, so no other negative filters nor any other negative harmful energies be able to connect there or hurt you or the Hara line. Thank you. All right, and everyone else listening too, in case this resonates with you, we also intend that this be done for you as well. So everyone out there with the same kind of issue will also have it cleaned and the new positive filters downloaded. All right, so let's see. So what are you feeling right now? Do you notice any shift at all?
I am sweating.
You're sweating?
Woo! Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I can't believe this sweat is just pouring off me.
You know,
my dog moved away.
Your dog moved away.
Yeah.
I don't want to be next to my sweaty owner. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's check in. So how intact is your Hara line now? 50, yes, 60, 70, 80, 95, 67, good, 97%. And what about your Hara source connection? How happy is that? 50, yes, 60, 70, 80, 95, 6, 7, 8, ooh, 98%. Oh, we want to stay there, yeah. How about your Hara Earth connection? 80, yes, 95, 6, 7, 8, 97%. So much better. That is awesome. Sometimes we don't get 100% there, although we do like your Hara line 100% intact. But that is really good. Excellent.
Amen, amen. Thank you,
yeah.
Lord. Thank you.
All right. So thank you so much for your feedback and for
God
your awesome
you.
Question. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So we're going to get back here to Margaret and Jenny. Jenny, are you ready to give Margaret some feedback?
Yes. So, yes, the good thing is that Margaret doesn't have an entities attachment, so that's awesome. Her friend has entity, 100,000 ETs attachment, and her home also has 100,000 ETs attachment. There were some implants. Anytime we have very common to have implants that's not for your high school that's been cleared. There's some vows and contracts that wasn't for her high school that's been cleared too. We also work in karmic entanglements and such healing shock and trauma. So to help her heal the gunk that's within her. And frozen emotion, heart walls, let me go to that first. She has a lot of heart walls. Again, we can put up heart walls because there's a protective mechanism that helps protect us, and all the entities can do that too. So she has a lot, 100,000 megazillion type of 100,000 pow. Anyway, crazy numbers, bingo clear, and frozen emotion of 100,000. Her aura field was about 6% functioning on average on all bodies. It's emotion, physical, mental, I believe it's the other one, spiritual. And then life force energy was about 10% of both, and now at 100% now. However, these numbers can be cleared, but then they can come back again. Now, it's very important that, I don't know if Margaret is one of my, we have on my package, or Dr. Karen's, but it's something important that, you can help her by adding it to the intention, or she needs to get something for herself to keep working on this because she is susceptible and prone to this kind of energy. And once you work and strengthen your energy immune system so that you're less susceptible, prone to this kind of energy. Then you can start working on the stuff that's within us, okay? And then, you know, betterment of our issues and challenges, okay? So that's great. I just want to give kudos to Marcus for feeling, and again, trusting her guidance and trusting her intuition. She could use this for herself, but then she's using it for her friends. So how beautiful that is, okay? So thank you.
Oh, that is great. Yeah, thank you for giving the kudos to Margaret, too. I think she's been, you know, being opening up more and more to this kind of thing, and for her to be able to sense it is awesome. And so I know, Margaret, sometimes Jenny talks really fast. I do, too, actually. So she did find a lot of, you know, entity attachments and in the home, and says that your friend definitely had a lot of stuff going on, vows and contracts, you know, karmic entanglements, heart walls, low life force energy. So, you know, Jenny's recommending that, you know, she gets some extra support and help. This is just a mini healing, so it's probably not going to last forever, because she's got a lot of layers of stuff, and she may or may not be open to working on it, but we really hope that she is. So it'd be a good thing for her to, you know, to connect with Jenny or myself or a healer, to keep working on those layers. And of course, you can always set the intention to help her. But sometimes, you know, you can love your friend, and sometimes it's not your job to heal her. So unless she's hiring you as a professional healer, you know, sometimes it's not appropriate. But good for you for sensing it. So thank you, Margaret. Okay, we're going to go back to Scott, Jenny, because he would like some insight. And Scott is a patient of mine that we do remote consults with. And Scott usually has a lot of stuff going on. So this is great. So you get this opportunity for Jenny to check in. So why don't you give us a short snippet of what you want Jenny to work on?
All right. The pain that I've had in my left medial epicondyle for about 4 years now.
That's a good one.
And what number is it right now, Scott? On a scale of 0 to 10, can be the worst.
7 or 8.
Okay. We'll work on this and see how it feels. Again, sometimes it could be temporary affair, not the symptoms, because we leave a lot of junk, but let's see how it is. And just being in a space of allowing. And anyone back out there on the call who has pain, pain is, I'm borrowing the definition from Ms. Ayana Vincent. I'm not saying her name correctly, but she says pain is where we need to pay attention inward now, okay, where guidance or your intuition or guidance has been getting your attention, but we haven't been listening, so that's what's been going on. Sometimes it flares up a lot more, okay? So for us to be open to that, and many times we feel like, oh, there's not a source or high power that's here helping us, but many times it's always been here. We just don't listen to it. We just think something's wrong with us, per se, but it's actually helping us come more into alignment. Okay, it has to be in the space of allowing, receiving the healing. Okay, Scott?
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, great. So I'm going to mute you, Scott, for now, and Jenny's going to work on it, and we'll come back to you.
All right. Thank you.
Pleasure. Okay, so on the chat here, we have a question from Louie. This is really very interesting. So while Jenny's working on Scott, I'm going to address this one. So Louie says, my wife had a dream last night that she was swallowing some kind of worms, like worm-like critters, full of black goo. So that's really interesting. So let's connect up to source and let's see what's going on. So, all right. So I'm just going to check in. I don't know if your wife is there, but I'm just going to check in with her higher self to make sure it's okay if I do a reading. Okay, I'm getting a yes. All right, awesome. All right. Okay, so is this a symbolic of something that is personal to her? Yes, it is. Okay. In this lifetime, I'm getting a yes. All right. So what is it related to? Something that wants to come out or in, out? So I'm getting something that wants to come out. Okay. So is it something to do with language, words, expression? All right. So the critters are symbolic of negative thoughts, negative energies, negative emotions. All right. So is the black goo considered the negative emotions? Okay, yes. So what are the worm-like things representing? Just what's holding them in. I'm getting a yes. Okay, so there's kind of a boundary for these emotions. Okay, I'm getting a yes. Okay, let me just read your thing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so now I'm laughing a little bit. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just, you know, just the picture of it's like swallowing these little packets of negative emotions that instead of expressing. Now, there's different ways of expressing, and we certainly don't want people expressing negative emotions and hurting people, but there's a way of expressing emotions that is not harmful, but it does take a little practice. So sometimes we do express things that, oops, didn't mean to say it that way, that was kind of mean, sorry, you know, that we apologize for, but sometimes it has to be that way. So let me just check in. How willing, I'm just going to call you Louie's wife, how willing are you to express how you, let's put it this way, express your authenticity? 50, 40, 30, 20, yes, 1, 2, so 21%, okay. So is there anything else that's related to this vision besides that? I'm getting a no. Okay, so we hit the nail on the head. So it has to do with the inability or unwillingness to express herself authentically. So aside from willingness, is there anything blocking her from doing that or her ability to do that? Okay, I'm getting a yes. There is a block to that ability. Do we need to know what that block is? I'm getting a no. So which frequencies would be most effective? The ones in Ascension 1, I'm getting a yes, or Ascension 2, no. Okay, so Ascension 1. Okay, so do you need any issues with the, sorry, frequencies from Ascension 2 to help heal this particular issue today? I'm getting a no. Okay. So let's go ahead. I'm going to download those to you. So anyone on the call who also resonates with this, the inability for authentic expression or unwillingness to express one authentically, usually there's a fear. There's a fear of being harassed, hurt, pain. And I'm getting from, you know, Louie's wife. Let me just double check here. Yeah, Pat. Okay, yeah. So there was actually some sort of past life trauma, and probably multiple, but past life trauma where, you know, she was probably harmed or injured or even killed for authentic expression. So in this lifetime, it's kind of scary. So we want to clear all that stuff, and that's what the Ascension One helps to clear some of that, similar to, you know, Jenny's dimensional MP3s. So it is now commanded that the appropriate energies from Ascension One be downloaded to you and everyone else listening on the call for which this is a problem in the highest and best way, so you can fully express your authentic self with safety and feeling that safety and remove all past, future, karmic ties, entanglements, issues in past lives that are causing this to be a problem, and do this with speed, ease, and grace now. Thank you. Okay, so let's see. Is there anything left for us to do in this particular healing? I'm getting a no. Okay, so has the willingness to express the authentic self changed at all yet? I'm getting a yes. How, it was 21, what is it now? 50, yes, 67, 87, 5, 6, 7, 77% willing now. How about your ability to express? Is there anything blocking or preventing it? No, okay, good. So no blocks left, at least not that we can measure today. But the willingness is 77%. Is it possible to increase the willingness today? I'm getting a no. Is that because of processing time that's required? I'm getting a yes. If we downloaded the frequency to increase processing speed, will that suffice? I'm getting a no. Okay, so the universe is saying you need to, you know, Louie's wife, you need to process what we did today. We don't want to rush or force things. So it would be interesting, you know, I know Louie can connect with me, and I think you already are, you know, using some of the, you're one of my test persons, thank you very much, for one of the ascensions. So you want to maybe direct that to her with her permission if you, you know, want to, actually, a lot of times we direct things even without people's permission because their higher self would give permission or not anyway. So you can always direct the you know, the healing product towards her issues and see. I'd love to hear some feedback on that. That would be awesome. Okay, great. So let me come back to Scott here and Jenny. All right, Jenny, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
It still feels, you know, about the same.
Okay, good. And just see with that, okay, how does it feel when your pain level is the same? You see, and I want you to be with this. Doesn't mean that you're not getting the healing. There's a lot of junk that's being released from you, okay? But this pain is here for a reason. It's helping you releasing whatever you not wanted to look at before. And instead of, like, you may have not thought of before, it's like thinking of the pain as a blessing or as a gift, okay, to help you coming more into alignment and stepping more into your empowerment, okay? And when you can let go of the judgments or the resistance or why, you know, you want to get rid of the pain, but as the pain is here to help you learn something, to release and let go of something. So when you can get that, I feel like the pain will lessen. That's the message. Stay with the energies. You can maybe want to listen back to this replay again, and I feel like you will have some decrease in the pain, okay? When it's still there, again, Dr. Karen and I were really good about releasing pain. You know, that works best in IV pain medication, but there's some pain that will not go away right away because it's helping the person to get something that they wouldn't have normally look at. Okay, so be with that, okay? But I can tell you've been doing a lot of healing work in yourself, okay? And you've been free of entities, so that's wonderful. There's a few heart walls and frozen modes that I cleared out for you today. Again, the God team is releasing a lot of gunk, many times it's countless, helping you with karmic entanglements and such a healing shock and trauma. And also the self-worth and self-love, responsibility and forgiveness of self and others and trust. Actually, yours is pretty high level. I mean, to be honest, you're doing really amazing in that sense. Of course, it can be improved. Mostly it's around 80 to 90%, and trust is around 90%, and it can go a little higher. Again, a lot of this stuff is actually we will seem taught that something wrong with us when we have pain. Of course, we're not. Maybe Dr. Karen is a medical physician, but again, it's something we get checked out. And then everything, even with that, is too energetic. You see, it's energetic. It's helping us instead of like we're blaming the situation, something's wrong with us. But seeing it as a blessing, a gift that we haven't seen or see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Jenny.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think that's really great confirmation for Scott because, you know, you don't know him, I do. And Scott's been trying really hard. I mean, he works his butt off in many, many ways. And sometimes it's really hard for us that have pain as a symptom, that sometimes we feel we're being blamed for the pain, that sometimes sometimes it's self-judgment that we feel like, well, gee, if I was doing everything right, how come I still have pain and somebody else doesn't, you know? And like Jenny was saying, like you were saying, that sometimes that is a part of our journey. It's part of our, it's actually a gift. Sometimes we don't know why it's a gift until later. And I realize that sometimes that, you know, I can use all sorts of other, you know, different healing modalities, energy modalities, and have amazing results. And with other people with pain, but with myself with pain, it's trickier. It's definitely trickier. But I got to tell you, it has taught me so much, so much. You know, I don't think I necessarily have to feel the pain anymore, but it has taught me a lot, and so it definitely has been a gift. And I wouldn't have written my book, you know, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach, without my own pain. If it was easy to get rid of, I wouldn't have written the book, you know, and I wouldn't be able to help, you know, thousands of other people. And by the way, Margaret here says, thank you very much, Jenny. My friend definitely felt something very tangible during the clearing. She's very grateful. And thank you also for the kind comments from both you and Dr. Karen. She says she just needs a little clarification about the karmic issues. So Jenny, can you maybe share with people where people can get a hold of you if they want to talk to you more about that?
Yeah, sure. Many times the karmic issues and ancestral healing, the shocks and traumas and all this other gunk energy. Actually, there's like countless, I'm talking about mega zillions and crazy numbers that we cannot comprehend with the head. We have to listen with the heart. But just know that whatever layers of karmic entanglements is released for her at this time for right now, there will be more layers of that that come up to be worked on at the right time. And yes, and I feel like it's, she's open to this, and that's great that she's open. Thank you so much for the feedback. And sometimes we don't, you know, it's nice to have feedback like that to see how things go with you guys. But to further work with me, You can get sessions of Happy Mo Healing the second Monday of every month. So this is a very affordable way to release a lot of junk and help support you through this journey, because it's actually tough. You know, when we do healing work, it can be quite tough, and to have the support to know that, you know, when you go in the release of the junk, there can be some discomfort. Now, many times it can feel amazing, amazing, like a luxury retreat, but at times it can feel like, you know, as the storms are coming through, but, you know, but sometimes we do need those storms to help us have faith and trust in the healing process. Okay, there's nothing wrong with us. And anyhow, the Global Quantum Healing is my website, globalquantumhealing.com, and I'll be, actually Dr. Karen's going to be on From Heart Age of Joy in October, but I'll be on probably around November to do a package on embodying your highest self and work on abundance. So, and again, taking this to the next level, sometimes we need to get the basics of the foundations, and then second more to alignment and empowerment, and then we need the next layer, the next level. So anyhow, thank you for that share, and it's an opportunity for me to share that too.
Fantastic. And for folks that aren't on my mailing list, you can go to KarenCann.com and you get that free excerpt of the book and also access to those 5 Fast Track Your Healing classes. And if you need to do, you know, contact me, you can also contact me on that pop-up. But I don't talk about karmic healing in those terms so much, but both Jenny and I do, you know, clearings and healings for past, present, future lives, and kind of, you know, I kind of lump them all in one. And if I have to ask which life it is, then you need to know, then if God says you need to know, then we tell you. But if you don't need to know, then it's just cleared. So Louis actually wanted to give some feedback here as well. He said about his wife with the, you know, the wormy things in the mouth. He said she is definitely holding a lot of emotions. Thanks so much for this work, Dr. Karen. That is awesome. Thank you, Louis. And he's also asking why are my clairs not opened up? So he measured with muscle testing that one of his clairs is really high, a couple others are low. And my sense, Louis, is that they're opening in the order that is appropriate for you given your soul's mission. So sometimes we don't get full access to know all the whys until it's time to know it. Like, for example, here I do, you know, energy work all day long, and why is it that, perfect example, okay, the film, okay, Wake Up, the film. So this guy, you know, just one day wakes up and he can see demons, ghosts, angels, energy, auras, you know, all sorts of things. And he's just this regular guy who isn't particularly spiritual, you know what I mean? He's just kind of confused. And he searches like the world over to, you know, try to get people to like believe him or measure something, understand him, you know. And all along the film, I'm thinking, oh my God, I wish he would have contacted me, you know, because he has a lot of stuff that probably needed clearing, but he didn't know what to do. You know, he really didn't know how to manage his space. He didn't know, you know, for him, you know, being woke up in the middle of the night by an entity was a normal thing now. And I'm like, that does not have to happen. You know, but it's like, why is it that my husband can see, you know, these spirits now, and I can't? I can't see them. I can sense them, you know, but I can't see them. And you know what? That's just what it is right now. So I don't know, Jenny, if you have any other feedback for Louis on that.
Yes, and yeah, just trust and know that the right, perfect time, your gifts, and whatever you need that's in alignment, your blueprints will come. And just like for, if I don't mind, share a perfect example for me is that I've learned toning or sound healing about 2 years ago when I first embarked down this healing journey. And I used a little bit, you know, for those clients who were open and then, you know, didn't feel the vibration at the time. I couldn't tell the difference if it worked really well or not to tell make a difference in a client. So I just kind of let it go by the wayside. And just about a month ago, then the toning, just one day I was doing healing session, and it's like this client was on the verge of breaking through, but he's holding so much stuff back, you know, resisting it. So I got this inspiration to say, you know, you need to tone. And okay, well, I tone. It sounds crazy, but and she would start crying and, you know, releasing a lot of stuff. And then the light language came through about 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, and if it wasn't for me trusting and letting go a lot of my judgments, you know, the journey of that, I embraced it with a little bit of resistance because, you know, the work that I do, and I don't know if I thought Karen, it's pretty crazy. It's out there. It's almost like we pioneers. No one has done this before in a sense. But anyway,
yeah.
Right now it's just been around for a while, and many healers are doing that too. But then for me, it's new to me. So anyhow, it kind of came, and there was a little bit of resistance, but then I went with it, and the feedback was like so powerful. And by the way, in the background, I've done some light language for you guys when I was in the mute mode. So anyhow, when I was in silence, when I muted myself, I did light language for you guys. So anyhow, just so, you know, if you weren't ready for it, when you're ready for it, it will come, and you better able to embrace it and handle it. Okay. Otherwise, it can come just like the toning came about 2 years ago, but I wasn't even, you know, doing much to it.
Yeah, great example. Thank you so much. And hey, everybody, guess what? It's that time. We got to go. But thank you so much, everyone, for calling in and writing in your questions. And as per usual, you know, lots of people on the line listening to this. And now you're on the replay, able to get the activations. And just so you know, Jenny, if you haven't been on the show with Jenny before, she has offered and continues to offer a special discount for my listeners. If you go to KarenCan.com/Jenny, you'll actually see on that page, if you go to her Healing MP3s, there is a special called the Dr. Karen Special where she's bundled a bunch of her Healing MP3s together. And the discount code, which she gives a huge discount on that, is Karen. So K-A-R-E-N. Karen is the discount code that you would put in the shopping cart. When you go to check out, you put that discount code in, you get a huge discount off Jenny's package. And my patients use her MP3s all the time to help clear their homes and themselves and, you know, their workspaces. It's very targeted and very awesome. So we want to thank Jenny for being here on the show today and also for her generosity and her time. She's a very busy lady now that the whole world knows about her. So thank you, Jenny, so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Karen. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here and shine your light, okay? Even though in ways you may not know, but you are shining your light.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. And remember, go to KarenCan.com/Jenny and go to the MP3s, and you'll see that special, and put in the discount code Karen so you can get that discount on the package. Thanks again, everyone. Until next time, bye for now.